President Trump is expected to weigh in shortly on the end of the three-day-long federal government shutdown and maybe the end of the impasse behind it. Earlier this afternoon, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate overwhelmingly passed a procedural motion to move forward with a compromise plan to fund the government for 3 weeks and deal with DACA, extending deportation protections for immigrants brought to the U.S. years ago as children. Deal with that later. Ron Elving is NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
Okay, so we've been watching all day, but for those who haven't, what happened that broke the logjam?
The Democrats decided to take the word of Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, who says that he has the intention, all right? It is his intention to bring to the floor a bill that would deal with a DACA problem. These are the Dreamers. These are the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals people, 700,000 to 800,000 of them in the country today. And to deal with that problem before they start getting deported, because President Trump has lifted the protection that they had from deportation under President Obama.
And let's listen to a little of Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this morning.
All of us want to make life better for the American people. Bearing this in mind, I hope and intend that we can reach bipartisan solutions on issues such as military spending, immigration, and border security, and disaster relief before the February 8th deadline.
He mentioned DACA specifically elsewhere, but as you know, Ron, everyone's trying to parse hope and intend what that means. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, said this is not the best, but it's a way forward. Let's listen to that.
The Senate will immediately proceed to consideration of legislation dealing with DACA. The process will be neutral and fair to all sides. We expect that a bipartisan bill on DACA will receive fair consideration and an up or down vote on the floor.
But Ron, are progressive activists, but also some Democrats, are they as trusting of Mitch McConnell's words?
Clearly not. 16 Democrats, if you include Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, voted against this deal, and they clearly were not willing to accept Mitch McConnell at his word, or at least they figured that they should perhaps press for a little better deal. And of course, many of the progressive groups are immediately calling this a cave-in, saying the Democrats got rolled, saying Chuck Schumer's a terrible negotiator, and all the things that you might expect them to say. In defense of Mitch McConnell, he does not really have the power to guarantee that he can bring something to the floor before February 8th, which is the new drop-dead deadline replacing last Friday night. This is only a 17-day continuing resolution or stopgap spending bill. So in defense of Mitch McConnell, he cannot, as one individual senator, give you more than a kind of personal, this is what I'm going to try to do. The way the Senate works, the process of the Senate, it's extraordinarily difficult, even for the majority leader, to absolutely guarantee he can bring something to the floor. So we have a majority of the Democrats in the Senate essentially betting that they will not be humiliated between now and February 8th by either Mitch McConnell reneging on his word or the difficulties of the Senate making it impossible for him to do so.
Well, they may be humiliated for believing him if that's what happens. But we know the central tension here is that polls show that a huge majority of Americans want the DACA deal.
That's right. But they also don't think it's worth shutting the government down over it. Now, the margins there are not as overwhelming. It's something like 75% of the people in the country think DACA should continue. That is to say, the program that protects these folks from deportation. And that stretches back to President Obama. But what people also don't like is the idea that the government had to be shut down because the two parties couldn't work this out. And they couldn't work it out in part because the president kept switching back and forth between which side he was on. That confused everybody and bogged down the negotiations. And that's how we got past the deadline last Friday night.
Yeah. And by the way, you've written a great commentary. We'll post it at hereandnow.org about how lawmakers have to understand that Americans can hold those two thoughts in their heads. They can want DACA and not a shutdown at the same time.
That's right. We can hold two opposed ideas at once and still continue to function. And can the Congress do the same thing? Sometimes it can, sometimes it can't. This was not a great weekend for the Congress as an institution. On the other hand, the Democrats can say, now we are finally focused on this. We're talking about it. Plus, we got 6 years of full funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program. That's not nothing either. They can be at least proud of that.
Right. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.